This is Vulnerability Matters from the Money Advice Trust. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Vulnerability Matters. I'm Chris Fitch. Since 2017, the combined spending power of households with at least one disabled person has been reported to be worth $274 billion per year to the UK economy. Dubbed the Purple Pound, government and charities have cited this figure to spotlight the potential profit in businesses providing more accessible products or services. But last week, a new estimate landed, built from the latest data, and it's certainly got people talking, both about how much the Purple Pound has grown since 2017, but also what a purchasing power figure like this really tells us when so many disabled people report financial difficulties or extra everyday costs from simply being disabled. So I invited Mike Adams, the CEO of Purple, an organiser of Purple Tuesday, the November the 4th global event aiming to transform the customer experience for disabled people, and Jamie Evans, Research Fellow at the University of Bristol's Personal Finance Research Centre and part of the team who calculated the new Purple Pound figure, to discuss what the Purple Pound is, where it came from, and most importantly, whether it really is now worth a jaw-dropping £446 billion. Mike, Jamie, absolutely fantastic to have you both here with us today. Mike, let's get right into it. What is the Purple Pound? Why does it matter to organisations? And how does it connect to your work and the work of Purple Tuesday?
Thank you. At a very simplistic level, I describe the Purple Pound as the potential purchasing power of families where there is at least one disabled person in that family. And for me, what it provides is a barometer of the increasing influence of the disability market and a way to engage businesses. And from a very selfish point of view, as a disabled person, I see it as a way of driving businesses and organisations to create a better customer experience for me and the 16 million other disabled people in the UK. And, you know, in terms of Purple Tuesday, for example, that was all created by in effect, the Purple Pound, me going to a shopping centre back in 2017, wanting to buy all my Christmas presents in one day, and going into 28 shops in that day, in 23 of them, either the frontline staff ignored us altogether, me and my partner, or only spoke to her who was non-disabled. And we kind of worked out it wasn't direct discrimination, but there was this unintentional fear of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. So ultimately, they swerved the conversation altogether. And I would say on that day, the four or five shops that spoke to me got my Purple Pound, and the other 23 did not. And so, in a way, the Purple Pound for Purple and Purple Tuesday has become the commercial draw to open doors to businesses having conversations around disability that traditionally they would view as being about charity, welfare, the responsibility of government. And it's enabled us to move the dial and the needle in getting them to think that disability, disability inclusion, accessibility is around opportunity, community, growth and contribution, both by disabled people and businesses.
Jamie, you're a research fellow at the Personal Finance Research Centre at the University of Bristol. I was wondering how you became aware of the Purple Pound and what's the story behind you recalculating it?
Yeah, sure, Chris. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, it's really, it's down to people like Mike, I guess, that the Purple Pound has been one of those concepts that I think I've always been aware of. It's kind of always been there, kind of throughout my professional and academic career, certainly. And so it's something that you hear often, but you don't necessarily understand the nuts and bolts behind it. So I think that's what we were quite keen to do. And we knew, obviously, that the Purple Pound had been valued at £274 billion back in 2017, 2018. And I think we were just curious, really, to understand a bit more about how it had been calculated and what it really means. So we went on a bit of a treasure hunt to try and find out a bit more. Quite a nerdy treasure hunt, I guess, involving lots of spreadsheets and data. But we wanted to unpick the statistic and dig a little bit deeper.
Now, Purple Tuesday is an international event, and it does happen more than just one day a year. It is international, but we're going to look at the UK figure. So I'm going to give you the drum roll, Mike. Do we have any sound effects? No, we can't afford them. Okay, imagine there's a drum roll. Can you reveal the updated Purple Pound estimate for 2023 to 2024? And just give us a little snapshot of how that new figure is going to push Purple Tuesday forward.
Well, I don't know about a drum roll, but I actually think you need a full orchestra or band, because that number is 446 billion, which is a 30% increase on the previous number. And it tells the world, it tells the UK that disability and accessibility can unlock a huge market opportunity, and it can be done quite easily. And I always say to the public, non-disabled people, businesses, think about your own experience. And if you go into a restaurant and you go into a shop or you go to a destination and people ignore you and you really have a poor experience, are you likely to go there again? And the answer is no. You vote with your wallet, you vote with your purse, you vote with your phone now, and you go somewhere else. And actually, the number is a standout number that really should drive even more people in organisations to at least think about what that might mean for their business and engage with their staff about how accessibility improvements can be made. And what we found is increasingly when organisations talk to their staff, the staff have the solutions because they've got lived experience through family, friends and networks. And then you get, if you've got the drum roll, you've got the snowball of impact, you've got people that go, oh, we can do that. Oh, and we can do that as well. And we can do that as well. And suddenly there is an intent that turns into action. And very quickly, disabled people actually recognise and see it and say, do you know what? I want to spend my money with you.
Right. We've had not just a drum roll there, Jamie. We've had kind of an orchestra and a fanfare. So we've got the cake, the Purple Pound estimate for the UK. Maybe, Jamie, you can tell us a bit about the recipe and maybe just talk us through in layman's terms. I'm the ultimate layman, Jamie, you know that. Talk us through how this new Purple Pound figure has been calculated. What did you do?
Yeah, we don't often get a drum roll for the methodology section of the research paper, to be honest. But so as I mentioned, I guess it was all a bit of a treasure hunt to begin with. And really, we couldn't actually have done any of this without help from colleagues at Scope, who very kindly shared some of the spreadsheets that they'd worked on back in 2019 when they did their most recent calculation. And those though these spreadsheets didn't show the kind of exact methodology that we could follow, they did allow us to, I guess, use a bit of trial and error and a bit of detective work. And essentially, we were able to reverse engineer their figures and replicate earlier work. So we were able to kind of apply their older methodology to newer data and create a revised figure for 2023-24. So the data that we use is from the Households Below Average Income dataset, which is from the Family Resources Survey. This is an annual survey of around 20,000 households, and it captures really, really detailed information on household finances. And it's actually used in the production of a lot of the poverty statistics that the government relies on. The calculation itself is quite simple, really. Essentially, all you're doing is identifying households within the survey data set that include at least one disabled person. You then find each household's annual income, and we account for their main housing costs from that. And essentially, we're just adding up all of the incomes of all of those households with one disabled person and reweighting it to make it nationally representative. So we're saying what the value of the purple pound would be for the 16 million or so disabled people in the UK if they had a similar profile to those in the survey. So that's roughly what we did. And thanks to Mike, it ended up on Piccadilly Circus on Tuesday morning, which was incredible to see and a real surprise.
Yeah, that was lovely because you had a drone show this week, Mike, celebrating Purple Tuesday, and you lit up the new figure and estimate on the Piccadilly Circus light. So, Mike, as a statistic, what are the strengths of the current purple pound estimate from your perspective? Give us a brief answer on that one.
Yeah, well, firstly, it's simple, it's stark, it is clear. And I like it a lot. It's really powerful. And people understand, you know, my goodness me, 99.9% of the population would not be asking the methodology and how it was calculated. But what they do is they know the value of it and they know the relative value of it, which is really important. And I just wanted to say to Jamie and the team, actually on behalf of all disabled people, thank you, because the whole purpose of it for me is about driving a better experience for disabled people in life. And if Purple Pound is a way of doing that, then I think we can all just say, fantastic, brilliant. If that means a difference for me, a positive difference, then absolutely brilliant. So this is about absolutely the day-to-day lives, 365 days a year for disabled people. And the Purple Pound, in my view, plays a significant role in increasing the experience for all of us.
Now, Jamie, as a dyed-in-the-wool researcher, we all have our caveats, don't we? Are there any things, I mean, strengths, mention any strengths as you like, but are there any caveats or limitations that we should just be aware of when we're hearing the figure?
I mean, in terms of strengths, I can't put it better than Mike, I think, in terms of it's a big number with a simple message, and that's what you need in campaigning quite a lot. It's a loud call for action for firms all over the country. I guess I have my worries about it. I think I worry slightly whether some disabled people will I kind of identify with it as a figure. You know, clearly we've been going through a period of a really high cost of living, a time of a lot of uncertainty for many disabled people, particularly with changes to the welfare system. And yeah, I don't know. I worry slightly that people will feel like it doesn't reflect the extra costs that disabled people face and some of the challenges. But equally, I think that Mike is really right to highlight the opportunity. And I do hope that it's a figure that can drive businesses to actually change things. I think as researchers, we don't want to see numbers that are just published in reports and never used. We want it to actually lead to meaningful change. So I really hope that it can help do that.
So we want our numbers to be understood and also lead to meaningful change, Mike. Mike, you're a man of nuance. What's your kind of response to Jamie there? Is really kind of supporting the kind of, was it big number, a simple number with a big message, or a big number of a simple message? It was one way or the other. But what's your response to maybe some of Jamie's caveats about the figure?
No, absolutely. And I understand the caveats, and I'm disabled myself, and I talk to disabled people every day, and the realities of the world as it is, and the extra costs associated with having a disability. And, you know, I've got no arms, and so everything that I buy off the peg has to be adapted. And just the additional cost of getting a bit of clothing is nearly, you know, I buy a shirt and I nearly have to pay the same again for it to be adapted. So no one is saying at all that some of the challenges, but I think what we're trying to do is change the perception of the disability market from one that is all about charity, corporate social responsibility, to one which is about inclusion and contribution. And a way to do that for me is to drive a better experience for all disabled people and their families. And if the way to engage the supply in many ways to do that is to talk their language and see the opportunity, then that's what we should do. Because that's what's important. So that's where I sit on it. And that's what I think Purple and Purple Tuesday represent.
So moving forward, you know, you're an ambitious man, Mike. I know you a little now. It's how would you like to see the Purple Pound statistic evolve and improve? What would you like it to touch on? Perhaps you would just like to leave it as it is. It's kind of, but is there anything that you would like it to tell us in future years?
Well, I'd like not to wait another 8 years for the next number. So, Jamie, I've got your number. I'll be in touch because I think it needs to be current. And I think we just need to contextualize one number with a whole range of other numbers to tell the story. But what I'm really clear about is that it is so important to engage businesses and organizations. There is a commercial and social responsibility to make accessibility a right for everyone. And the way in which that gets done are multitude of ways. And the Purple Pound is one of many ways. And ultimately my vision is that accessibility is not an issue. It is just part of what we as a society does. And that's why I know, you know, we're 8 years in, another 8 years time, we can talk about progress that's been made, but actually there's a long way to go. And it's just part of an ever evolving kind of set of numbers that tell a true story.
Jamie, any tinkering? It seems like Mike signed you up now for the rest of your life. It's how would you like to see the methodology or the data improve?
I mean, I think it's worth saying that, you know, while a lot of the work that I've been involved in over the years has focused on that intersection between health and financial well-being, I think in a way this project was more of a side project. What I'm trying to say is that I think what we've done so far is just the beginning of what could be done. And I think, like I said, it'd be nice to somehow find a way of incorporating something on the extra costs that that disabled people face. And we'd also like to do a bit more to make the figures useful for businesses and policymakers. So, if that means creating more sector specific calculations of the Purple Pound, or looking at its value for regional economies, I think that could be quite interesting. But ultimately we're just interested to hear from other people as well about how they would use the stat and what evidence they need to make the case in their organization, that inclusion is important. So very happy for people to get in touch with us and let us know what else they think should be included.
Fantastic. Okay, Mike, you first, and then Jamie. Where can we go to find out more about Purple Tuesday?
PurpleTuesday.co is the place to go. And I think my plea, my ask of everyone who listens to this, and I think it's a really important discussion. And, you know, to your point, Purple Tuesday is not about what happens on one day a year. It's about what happens 365 days a year that leads to a positive impact and change. And if people listening to this podcast go, ah, yes, we can do something, then that will be brilliant.
Marvellous. And Jamie, where can we go to find out a bit more about you and about your work around the Purple Pound?
So you can find out more about me and my colleagues at the Personal Finance Research Centre on the University of Bristol website. But for the specific Purple Pound calculation, it's worth checking out a new guide that Chris, yourself, and many, many colleagues have worked on. The guide's called Help, and it's on the Money Advice Trust website. And as well as the Purple Pound calculation, it gives a whole range of useful guidance for firms on how they can support vulnerable customers. So, yeah, definitely would encourage people to check that out if they can.
Super. Jamie Evans, Mike Adams, thank you very much. And that's it for today's episode on the Purple Pound. If you want to know more about Mike Adams and Purple Tuesday, then head to purpletuesday.co. And for Jamie Evans's work on the Purple Pound, visit moneyadvicetrust.org/vulnerability-resources. But that's about it. So until next time, keep it purple, keep it pounding, and keep on remembering that vulnerability matters. Vulnerability Matters was produced by Mandy McGreevy and Phil King and brought to you by the Money Advice Trust.